It's your girl, King. You know what it is. It's Neff One, the infamous Nefarious. That's what it is. You know who it is. I'll let your girl. Check me out. I'm back. You know. On SoberCutie.com. You know. I was having a conversation the other day with my people. And it was like, hey, Neff, check me out, right? What's this thing with the transgenders and the gay people and all this, you know, LGBT, you know, all this, you know? I was like, listen, you know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, adult conversations and adult things don't have nothing to do with kids. That's number one for me. For number two, it's like, when did what a person or people or an individual, when did it become private knowledge what people did in a bedroom? When did that become like the leading topic of life? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a lifestyle that your sexual preference and your sexual choices is like your lifestyle and your, like, when did that become a thing? Like, you know, so for me, I told them, I said, you know, for me personally, this is my opinion, who, you know, I might get a lot of flack for it, but like I tell them all the time when they come to me, they like, hey, what you think about it? I say, well, they should put everybody back in the closet. And I'll say it again, put everybody back in the closet, because, you know, it was, things was a lot more easier and a lot more simplistic. And that's just my personal opinion. Put them all back in the closet. Everybody. Put them all back in the closet. And let's get back to the focus. The focus on life, which is building a better community, building better community relations, building relationships with people, respecting people, and the overall concept of love on an unconditional level. Let's bring that back, and let's bring that back as a focus. And I think that will be a great asset to help everybody get ahead and everybody get a better place and understanding with what they want to do with themselves and their life and all of that. That's my personal opinion and my thoughts on it, because I think that we put too much focus on sexual things. I think that, you know, sexuality and business, you know, blindside, you know, they do tend to, you know, play a role together, because a lot of people, you know, I know back in the day, a lot of business meetings used to take place at the strip club, you know, but that was just the idle thing of distracting, you know, it was one of those things, but that's a whole nother story. We'll talk about that one day. But I think that we need to get back to the focus of building better people, so to speak. And when I say building better people, building a community of individuals, building a community of individuals that are more compassionate and care about others, and they understand the understanding of giving back and sharing. Because right now we're in a world of people that are driven by self-centeredness. They're greedy. They're it's just a lot that's changed in from when I was in my 20s and 30s, even my 40s. You know, when I was that age, it was a lot different than it is now. And you know, for those that may wonder, I'm 52. You know, I used to be like, oh my God. But no, I'm 52. I don't look a bit over 25, you know, in real talk. And, but at the end of the day, you know, I think that, just thinking back over, like, we used to have fun in the club. We used to go in the club. We used to dance, just dance and have a good time. then, you know, we used to have parties. It was great, you know, but now it's like they've taken the fun out of it. And I think a lot has to do with what's being projected and put back into the community and what's being put back into the world as a whole, as a collective. So overall, you know, the frequencies have changed, the vibes has changed, the energy has changed. And I think once people step into knowing themselves and understanding themselves versus trying to put out a delusion of an illusion of a fake persona, then I think we'll be in a better place collectively as a group of people. So that's my thoughts on that. But yeah, put everybody back in the closet and let's take this thing to the drawing board. Yeah. That's your girl, Neff. One, the infamous, nefarious, and I'm coming to you live from SoberCutie.com. Step into the pod, and that's what it is. I'll catch you on the next one.